From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is February 27th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. February, Black History Month, is on its way out, but that doesn't mean the issues affecting Nevada's Black community are, too. One such issue is the state's HIV/AIDS rate, which disproportionately impacts the local Black community. Clark County has a 36% higher rate of HIV than the United States average, and in 2023, HIV/AIDS affected more than 1,200 African Americans in Southern Nevada. Melva Thompson Robinson is a professor at the UNLV School of Nursing, an HIV/AIDS researcher, and an advisor to the Dean of the School of Nursing on Equity, Inclusion, and Justice. She said the main problem that Black residents face in Nevada is the stigma against HIV/AIDS. Hear the full story by KNPR's Ann Davis and Charlize Smith at knpr.org. A Carson City judge ruled Wednesday to allow an effort to continue that would amend the state constitution to limit transgender athletes' participation in school sports. The ballot initiative backs the notion that sports participation should be based on an athlete's assigned sex at birth. KOLO-TV reports the judge ruled the initiative must include a new description, stating it would create an exception to the state constitution, which currently guarantees equal rights regardless of gender identity. Signature gathering for the measure is set to begin statewide once legal review requirements are complete. Republican Governor Joe Lombardo backed the initiative and has framed it as protecting girls' sports. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved a water pipeline project that would tunnel under the Sloan Canyon National Conservation Area. The new pipeline would serve as a backup to an existing single pipeline that supplies Henderson and southern Las Vegas. Ratepayers would fund the multi-billion-dollar cost. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto said she sponsored the bill to improve water system reliability, according to the Nevada Current. The project would also expand the conservation area by 9,000 acres. The bill now awaits the president's signature. Two more class action lawsuits have been filed in U.S. District Court in Nevada against Wynn Resorts following a cyber attack on February 20th. It wasn't until Tuesday that the company disclosed the attack, saying data had been stolen and deleted, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports. Wynn Resorts did not say whether it paid a ransom. About 800,000 files containing extensive information about company employees were reportedly stolen. There was no indication customer information was involved. A lawsuit filed last week, along with the two filed Tuesday, accuses Wynn Resorts of failing to take adequate security measures to protect sensitive customer information, leading to its exposure. U.S. mortgage rates have fallen below 6%. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 5.98% this week, according to the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, commonly known as Freddie Mac. The last time rates were this low was September 2022. Real estate experts say the drop is a psychologically important milestone for homeowners holding on to older, lower rates and would-be buyers previously deterred by high borrowing costs, which contributed to a tight housing market. After pandemic-era lows, when the average mortgage rate was closer to 2.5%, the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates, and mortgage rates rose along with them. At their recent peak, the average rate was about 7.8% in October 2023. Hear the full story by Stephen Basaha at knpr.org. The United States women's hockey team has a date with Flava Flav in Las Vegas in July to celebrate winning the gold medal at the Milan Cortina Olympics. The rapper reposted a note on his X account on Thursday from sports media brand The Gist, announcing he's hosting a She Got Game weekend event from July 16th to 19th in partnership with the outlet and MGM Resorts International. The post said the event was being held to honor the women's hockey team and other female athletes, with details to follow. A publicist for Flava Flav confirmed the event without providing further details. Flava Flav is a longtime supporter of women's sports and attended various Olympic competitions this month. He posted his invitation on Monday, shortly after the women turned down the trip to Washington, D.C. Read the full story at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.